The next patient is Steven Jenkins. The last name is J-E-N-K-I-N-S. First name is Steven, S-T-E, V like and Victor, E-N. Clinical case of a 80-year-old white male that has a history of diabetes mellitus that has compromised the kidney. The patient is CKD2, but it has a proteinuria. That after the administration of ARB and SGLT2 inhibitor has come down from 1,800 to 1,000 milligrams per cent. This is the type of patient that has adequate clearance. The estimated GFR is above 60. That doesn't have evidence of hyperkalemia and that would get benefit of the administration of Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, 10 milligrams. In order to prevent deterioration of the kidney function, improve the proteinuria, and we have to give him, the patient, the benefit of the available therapies. Samples were given, prescription was sent to the lab. Number two, chronic kidney disease, stage two, the serum creatinine. Is 1.16, the WN is 23, and the estimated GFR is about 60. Following number of diabetes mellitus that is under fair control, the hemoglobin A1C is 6.6. The main concern is that the patient continues to increase the body weight. He thinks that he is out of the diet and he's not exercising as he used to. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today 105 over 69. Following number hyperlipidemia that is with the controlled cholesterol and a slight elevation of the triglycerides. Following number obstructive sleep apnea treated with a CPAP. Following number obesity. The patient has been recommended to decrease the caloric intake, and he knows exactly what to adjust in the diet. We are going to check the potassium and the kidney function after the patient starts taking the Kerendia, and we'll reevaluate in 4 weeks.